we on the record?
Yes.
Okay, so this is an in-camera proceeding. It's to discuss in camera with witness Regina Kono, one of her responses to a question that was made on the record. And the question pertained to who advised her about an article in Korea about the selection of HIC as the awardee of the RFP. Is that correct, Ms. Kono?
Yes. And I just wanted to say we want you to feel comfortable because it is important to preserve your sources, but because we're going through this process, we have to further investigate the matter.
Yes. Okay.
But I understand not wanting to reveal your sources because then at the end, they may not want them to tell you. So mm-hmm. I understand it's working from a marketing area to also know what's going on. So. So it is a conflict, so I'll have the hearing officer attorney continue.
And for the record, the parties off the record agreed that this would be, this in-camera matter would be under seal until further order. So Ms. Kono, you identified on paper the name of the person.
Yes.
What's the reason why you are reluctant to reveal this person's name on the record?
Because she is works for one of the offers.
Okay. And what's the concern?
That when she told me, it was at the time when we were waiting for the negotiation paperwork to be done.
In other words, there was a communication between an offeror to a GBB, a member of GBB, while the RFP process was going on.
Yeah, especially me.
Okay. So, what was the nature of the conversation?
It was just that she was on bomb and she just came to the office and met me, and then she said, "Oh, I just came from Korea. And you must have awarded the bid because I saw a news article."
And what was your response?
So I told her, "Oh, really? Well, I didn't really want to tell her anything. I was like, oh, no, we're still working on the paperwork."
Did you reveal what the status was of the RFP?
No.
Okay, so did you reveal anything regarding the RFP process other than that it was still pending?
Yeah, no, I just told her it was still ongoing, and I'm surprised that that company would put out that article.
Okay.
Is this person with one, you said this person is with one of the offerors?
Yes.
Do you recall which offeror?
Promac.
And she approached you. You did not.
Yeah, she came by the office, and I was like surprised to see her. But you know, it's nice to see her.
Did she have an appointment to see you?
No.
Okay,
she was on vacation, I think, or doing something.
And did she come into the office specifically to see you?
Mm-hmm.
Was she inquiring about the status of the RFP?
No, she just came to say hello. But then she mentioned, "Oh, congratulations! I saw an article." The RP's done, and that's when I told
you. You didn't confirm or deny
yeah.
anything regarding the RP.
Like, oh, I'm surprised it's already something.
And did you ask her about the article itself? Could she provide a copy?
No, I didn't ask her.
How long was the conversation?
Probably 10 minutes. It was that, and then we just talked about
other stuff.
Other things.
So I don't think you can refuse to answer this question, okay?
Okay.
And you'll probably be asked questions in furtherance of the discussion, and you don't have a basis to refuse to answer, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, so what we'll do is...
This is not like a privileged conversation between an attorney, your attorney,
right.
And it's just a conversation that does not need to be protected. Okay. Your hesitancy is because it was still ongoing,
yeah.
And that you were surprised that there was even that article.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I think that the recording should be unsealed. Okay, we're going to unseal it, and then we're going to allow the question to be asked, and you'll need to respond. Okay. So let's go off the
record. Are you okay with that now?
Yeah.
You understand the reason?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Are we off the record?